KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
It's a glorious time to be a sports fan, let me tell you. Oh, serious. JD and the Bush doing Sports on Tap every Sunday morning, 7 to 9. Football, baseball, hockey, basketball, what, two weeks out?
Basketball about two weeks away from starting. Hockey just dropped the puck and started their season.
Oh, man. It's a glorious time, isn't it?
It is, and I'm not going to get off topic, which I do all the time. All I will say is this. I will just say this because you know me being a Canadian and a hockey dude.
Right.
The Toronto Maple Leafs suck. Okay, they have the number one draft pick overall, draft a stud out of San Francisco, a high school kid. Comes up in his debut, scores four goals. Never been happened right out of high school. Never happened before.
Out of high school?
Out of high school, and they're the Maple Leafs, and they still lose 5-4.
Look out, Wayne Gretzky
dude,
records.
They lose 5-4. Thank you, 18-year-old.
I have many hockey questions for you this season. We'll probably get to some of that, but we're going to get to football and baseball.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The Cubs walk off the Dodgers last night. Oh, my gosh, what a game. Talk about all of it. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS and GNR for you. A band that you may have seen out in the desert. As we go through another weekend of desert trip out there. Wow. And it has spawned some great ideas, too, for the rock and roll world, like McCartney maybe doing a club tour.
Football. Let's see how smart the experts were last week. It's Who Goes Off.
Has been off the chart to start the season. He scored north of 23 fantasy points in three of the first 4 weeks. And next up this week, the Chargers, who have surrendered the fifth most passing yards in the league through four games. The Chargers have given up 1,230 passing yards so far this season. And Phillip Rivers also had quite a bit of success there in Oakland over the years, which should drive the score up. Derek Carr goes off today.
There you go. I'm normally a low-hanging fruit guy, and Brady's right in my wheelhouse. But I told you I'll study a little bit more.
It's not Tom?
It's not Tom.
After
it's not
all of the reporting?
You know it's going to be wide receiving-wise? I'm going to go with A.J. Green. As the Bengals are at the Cowboys. Cowboys not playing too shabby on the offensive side. Not really known for their defense. I think they've backdoored their way into a couple of wins this year. Let's face it. A.J. Green's a freak. You can like Antonio Brown just as much as you like Green. Uh-huh. The guy's averaging 15 yards per reception. He goes against the Dallas secondary. It's not that good. I think the Bengals have turned the corner a bit, back up to 500, playing some good football. It is in Dallas, but Dallas just doesn't have the same home field draw and punch and protect this house like they used to. A.J. Green and the Bengals go off, get a win, and bring Big D back down to reality.
Wow, look at that. I like that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wow, look at that. You're wrong again, Rob. That's basically what we're going to say with this. You know? Can we change the music? Say, how was Rob wrong last week? May as well get the image. That's fine. But I want you to say at the end, but he was right on Cleveland losing. As long as you say that, that's fine.
That's when you're talking to the bookie, though.
I know. I'll be wrong individually all day long.
My guy, Derek Carr, 317 yards and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he went off.
Yep, Raiders go to 4-1. My guy, A.J. Green, four receptions. First of all, Marvin Lewis, you should be fired. Is Marvin Lewis still coaching?
How does that guy still have a job?
I have no idea. And it's Cincinnati. They're like Switzerland, okay?
They just don't care?
8-8, you know, gets us in. Why? We're cool. We're across the river from Kentucky, I guess. That's one thing we got working against us. Our airport's in the other state,
They're still putting our games on TV, okay.
I know. Charlie Hustle's going to get in the Hall of Fame. No, he's not. Shut up, okay? Forget it, Reds fans. Oh, you're killing me, man. A.J. Green, they throw to him four times, 50 yards, still leads his club, 13 yards per reception, so let's not throw to him anymore. And one of those was a 22-yard
grab. What was that performance last week? I mean, come on, that's a shutdown defense in Dallas.
It's not, and I can't, it's hard to explain.
Hard to figure,
you know?
Sometimes.
Why Dallas keeps winning the way that they do. I mean, good for them, man, and they found something. Dak Prescott's not throwing an interception this year.
Golden rule of fantasy football is play your studs. You start your studs. You got A.J. Green on your team, you play him. Mm-hmm. I've got the problem, if you will, this week of just that. Do you break the golden rule? Because I have Julio Jones. Julio Jones is taking on the Seahawks today and the number one defensive backfield in all of football. Do I sit Julio Jones?
What's going to be nice about that, too, is the Seahawks are deviating their game plan a little bit. Looking forward to checking that out as Richard Sherman normally lines up on the left side only.
Right.
He's going to shadow Jones all throughout the game. They said left side, right side, that'll be great. I mean,
I don't like them tipping their hand and saying that in advance because, you know, the Falcons have a pretty effective running game, and that could play to their advantage. I don't like them tipping their hand to that.
Yeah, they could. I mean, Devonta Freeman could have a good game, but then again, up against that front four, Cliff Averill, Michael Bennett, you know, and Ataba Rubin up the middle, and what Seahawks bring with Bobby Wagner, it's going to be a great game. I think that may show up on Boston the big screen later on. We'll have fun with that one.
All right, that's who goes off. You want to get into the college scoreboard? You want to play a tune? What do you want to do?
You can get into the college scoreboard all you want, man. One team keeps on winning. I wouldn't
USC
say,
just rolling. Yeah. UCLA drops another one, but first it was USC at Tucson taking on the Wildcats. Wow.
Yeah, and Arizona, normally a team. When you go to Arizona, it's more of a difficult place to play. You know, they got that it's kind of like going to a Utah, if you will. Remote. It's not Tempe. Going to Tucson's a little bit different.
Oh, no.
You know,
it's way different. Listen, yeah. I lived in I went to U of A for, is it a whole year? I'm not sure.
You didn't last that long.
No, it wasn't a whole year.
You went there for a semester. Come on.
But you know what? We used to call it the asteroid. Because it's 100 miles from anything. Yep. I mean, you're maybe 50 miles from Nogales, and that's not anything. But you're 100 miles from Tempe or from Phoenix. Yeah. And, man, you want to talk about the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Wow.
It is really a well-known fact now. And this is
a
Bushka fact.
I transferred to UNLV.
Yeah, it's a Bushka fact as well, too, that the U of A only has two great things going for it in Tucson. Number one is David Hasselhoff's daughter goes to U of A, and she's smoking. And the other is they got a Greyhound track there. So, I mean, let's keep Tucson around, right? Keep Tucson awesome and beautiful, man.
You want to know something? Since it's a sports show, we can talk about this. I used to go to that dog track a lot.
That's a lot of fun. I got a Greyhound, man. You know where I live in Los Alamitos. So I'm a half mile from that racetrack. I've never been to the damn horse track. You can take your ponies. After they don't win, they're going to kill them and turn them into Elmer's glue anyway, okay? I'm going to watch the dogs 100 miles past Phoenix in Tucson, man. Roof, roof.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Trojans 48-14. Keep rolling. And the Bruins keep losing.
Yeah, and you know, with USC, too, they made that switch at quarterback. Went with Sam Darnold, replacing Max Brown. You get 235 yards, but 5 touchdowns. But take it with a grain of salt, too, because the Pac-10, aside from what we've seen with Washington, who's undefeated, Washington's number one in the conference in offense and defense as well, too. So that's going to bode for a great record. It's why they're number 5 in the country as well, too. This is not that great of a conference. And UCLA goes up to Washington State, gets beat by the Cougars. How about the Cougs? Started 0-2. Now they've won 4 in a row. Yep. They're 3-0 in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. They got Luke Falk and friends, really, is what it is. He's a quarterback who's a gunslinger, throws the ball 800 times a game, through for what? Almost 300 yards on the Bruins. That was a close game, and that's a tough remote place to go into. It was raining, freezing, you know, low 50s, high 40s up there, and just something UCLA is not conducive to playing in.
Okay, on the program this morning, you know, I talked about this a lot. I wanted to put it in the promo and all that kind of stuff that Steve Garvey was going to be on the show this morning, and his flight got changed. I found out yesterday he's not going to be able on. But to promote forward a little bit, believe he's going to be on with Frazier Smith tonight.
Yeah.
Because he's traveling during our show this morning, coming back from Florida, so I think Steve is going to be on with Frazier tonight. We will have Jack Del Rio on the program. Coming up next, the Raider Report, but next hour we'll talk to Jack Del Rio about the Raiders and this fast start that they've got. 95.5 KLOS Sports on tap. Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. Good morning. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Appreciate that. Let's get into the Raider report here. It's going to be real heavy Raiders today. I like this.
Yeah, why not, man? Ride a winner, they say, right? Yeah, keep going with the hot hand.
Speaking of the hot hand, Raiders defeated the Chargers 34-31 in Oakland last Sunday night. That improves them to their record of 4-1 on this season. And the first time they started 4-1 since the 2002 season, which ended in a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
They're looking for their first 4-game winning streak since 2002. In that year, they had a 4-game win streak and a 5-game win streak. Look, that's what it takes. You have to put them together if you want to go someplace. I mean, you can't be in a win a couple, lose a couple.
You know what I like about the Raiders, too? I don't think a lot of people are talking about is they'll knock, you know, maybe their offense 1 week, their defense the next week. They're doing what it takes to. If they need to get in a shootout in a track meet with the Chargers, they do. They win 34-31. Didn't they not win week one when they had the balls and went for it in New Orleans, and they won 35-34? But if they have to win a 14-7 game, they can do so as well. They're doing just enough to stay ahead of their competition. I think it's Jack Del Rio's best coaching job that he's had thus far, but he's also been been burned a couple times going forward on a fourth down situation, too, if you think you can do that each and every time. He's going to kind of feel his way through as it goes. A big matchup today. What do you like with Kansas City? Is that rivalry back? I will say this. Well, the Chiefs are 2-2, but they're 0-2 on the road thus far, and listen, that's going
to
be a big test.
They're coming off the bye week, too. Yeah. That's another thing to think about. They've had the extra time to prepare for the Raiders, and in week four, they were blown out by the Steelers 43-14, and that's what put them in that 2-2 record that they've got. So a little bit salty coming off a pretty good spanking. And you know what? The Chiefs have also dominated this matchup recently. They're 5-1 against the Raiders since 2013.
Yeah.
So this is not an opponent that the Raiders are looking forward to. As a matter of fact, Vegas has the Chiefs favored by 1.5 in this game, right?
Yeah, I saw that. And the game is in Oakland. They got an over-under of about 46 right now.
Yeah.
And
home
I will tell
dogs.
You this, man.
Wow.
Yeah, Raider fever is back. I like to keep my eye on how many tickets are left with resellers, you know, because the game being sold out and people have to resell them and jack the prices up. Normally, you see, you know, tickets starting as low as $55. Uh-huh. Cheapest seat to get into this game is $1.40 for the nosebleeds. For the Raiders? $1.40 for
the
nosebleeds.
Raiders, yeah. Chiefs. I mean, this is a rivalry. It goes all the way back to the AFL.
Yeah, and that's cool that the ticket prices are going up there, you know, which means obviously more and more people, you know, are interested in. We hear so much now about the NFL ratings being down on TV. Is it the bad matchups? Is it an election year? It's probably a combination of everything, you know, going on right now. But I can guarantee you the ratings won't be down for this game.
No, going to be great for this game. And we're going to talk more about the Raiders and the move to Las Vegas. A big thing happened this week in regards to that. Drew Sherman is going to join us this morning. He's our resident attorney on the program as well as a big Raider fan. So he'll help us out with that. Jack Del Rio coming up later in the show to talk more Raiders. So Raiders all over the place this morning on the program.
Right,
so,
right. When they get it figured out, they're going to move.
You know, the thing that I worry about the move is as soon as they get all their ducks in a row to go to Las Vegas, then the city of Oakland says, oh, we don't want you to leave. We'll build you a new stadium.
Right.
Don't do that to us.
Right, yeah. Don't wait until that last minute. I can change. No, you can't. No, you can't.
All right. You ready for a Bushka fact?
Why not, man?
Whoop it on us.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
We think. I want to add that little disclaimer to the end of it. We think these are all true.
All right.
Clever and such. What do you got?
Us living out here in Southern California, we got double doubles. You hear things all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff there. I got
Animalize that thing.
I got a double, triple double.
Excuse me?
I know. You're hungry. I'll tell you about it. It's only happened once in league history. What is it?
A double, triple double?
A double, triple double. Man, feeling good. What is it? Who was it? We'll tell you next on KLOS.
I'm hungry.
Back now to Sports on Tap.
Woo-hoo! With JD and the Bus.
On 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I'm going to learn Russian before this season is over, find out what those guys are.
It's fine. You said you want more hockey. I'll give you hockey and Russian.
Okay.
Two go hand in hand.
Hockey, Russian, maybe a Chico stick?
Absolutely, man. Pass the Smirnoff, all right?
And the moose milk.
The double, triple, double.
Yeah, you mentioned this on the other side, the double, triple, double. What's a double, triple, double?
Double, triple, double, okay, is what it is you start with four patties of meat. You have specials. No.
Somehow I don't think this is it.
It's a deal.
We're always hungry on this show, but
why not?
I'm not thinking that's it. No, you said on the other side it's only one ever happened in league history.
In league history, yeah. What is it? Who is it? Wilt Chamberlain, 100-point game he had. We know that gets all the detention it deserves. That was when he was with Philadelphia there. You know, a few years later, I think he was the only scoring option. I'll bet he was player of the game. I'm just going out on a limb. Okay, but
so.
A few years later, all right, Wilt did it again because we know a triple-double is, you know, 10 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists.
Well, double digits, at least double digits in all three categories.
All three categories.
Points, rebounds, and assists.
25 points, 22 rebounds, but 21 assists for
good
a big
grief.
Man. 21 assists for a big guy, too.
So a double, triple, double is 20s in all three categories.
Double, triple, double. Ramiz, the only double, triple, double in NBA history. And as selfish as a game as it is nowadays, and nobody passes, it'll never happen
probably
again.
Not. We
ain't
going to see it. Only guy that's doing that is going to be Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
That's the only guy going to pull that one off, I think.
Oh, man.
All right, good
NBA
stuff. The Bushka
facts. Starting up. Yeah.
I like that one. I'm going to buy that one on face value. Good stuff, Rob.
$1.25.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, tune your fantasy lineup with our friend Alex Gellhart from the NFL Network. He's next right here on 95.5 KLOS. Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. We're JD in the Bush, news sports on tap every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. And one of our specialities is a little thing that we do with Alex Gellhart from the NFL Network for you fantasy football players.
Football, football.
No, that's the wrong one.
Okay.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gilhar from the NFL Network.
All right, let's get him in here and start drilling him with questions. Good morning, Alex. Thanks for being with us once again.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're trying to dial up our fantasy lineups. Are there any like developing news this morning as far as people going to play, not going to play?
Well, I know the one that changed yesterday afternoon was Jordan Reed was officially ruled downgraded to out. So if you had the Washington tight end and we're hoping on starting him, you'll have to look elsewhere. You could grab Vernon Davis or Niles Paul on his own team, or maybe a guy like Richard Rodgers from the Packers. He's probably still available in a lot of leagues.
Would you trust putting Vernon Davis in out of nowhere like that?
I personally would not. I'd rather, if I had to take one of those guys, I'd rather take a shot on Niles Paul. He's the younger, more athletic guy, but you know, tight end is it's kind of a dumpster fire right now, so you got to do what you can do to find a starter.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Talking about a dumpster fire, Colin Kaepernick, he's been that way. He hasn't played, but he's been a dumpster fire off the field. He's starting at Buffalo. Can you find one sucker that's going to – I'm going to start Cappy today. I mean,
oh, stop
really?
It.
Oh, boy. I hope nobody's starting Kaepernick today. I mean,
there's always one.
He could bring some good stuff for that offense, though. Maybe he unlocks the deep passing game because he's got a good arm there.
He does.
He's got a great set of hair, too.
What a pro.
That is awesome.
That's Artis Gilmore-level pro, right?
It's a white shadow, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You score some points. You can throw the ball in there and get lost.
Yes.
I mean, if it was a point per pro league, Kaepernick would be number one.
Sure.
Hey, let's talk. While we're talking about the dome, what about the concussions? Cam Newton, are we worried about Cam Newton or Carson Palmer's production at all this week? So both of them are coming back from concussions.
Those two I would not be worried about, also because they're coming back into fantastic matchups. Cam gets to go to the Superdome and play the Saints, and their defense was historically bad last year, and it's on pace to be even more historically bad this year. And then the Jets, their secondary is banged up and can't cover anybody, so Carson Palmer is also coming back into a great spot.
He's Alex Gilhar from the NFL Network. He's our fantasy football guru. It is Sports on Tap, JD in the Bush, each and every week here on KLOS. Hey, you talk about historically bad. I've happened to keep an eye on this Cleveland team. They're not very good, and they play a Tennessee Titan team. Marcus Mariota will look like Joe Montana today, true or false?
False. He could probably look pretty good against them because their secondary is banged up, but he needs people to throw to if he wants to look like Joe Montana, and those wide receivers in Tennessee are uninspiring, to say the least.
Yeah, it's a way to kickstart your season, though. Hey, we got the Browns coming in. This is the one game everybody circles on their schedule because it's like homecoming when you get a guaranteed win, right?
You know, at a certain point, though, it's got to be worrisome on those schedules because you don't want to be the one team that loses to the Browns.
Yeah. Well, didn't the Lions go 0-16 4, 5, 6 years ago? I mean, it is a possibility.
Wow, they couldn't go
8 years ago, actually. Now
could they go 0-4? Are they that bad?
Oh.
Could they go 0-4 2016?
Let's hope for it, cha-ching. Let's just hope for it.
I think that they will find a way to win, because even in their losses so far, they've been competitive, and you know, they were a missed field goal away from icing the Dolphins, who actually might be worse overall than the Browns.
Terrell Pryor played quarterback a couple of snaps. He's fourth on the depth chart behind Charlie Whitehurst, who's got another nice set of hair.
Who they cut?
speaking of good hair, Charlie Whitehurst, man. What a mane that guy has.
Talk to me about this grudge match in Oakland today. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raider running game, not so great. The passing game of the Kansas City Chiefs, pretty much non-existent. But I see that Jeremy Maclin is a favorite pick of a lot of people this week. What do you make of the Raider-Chiefs game today?
Well, I think the first thing we got to look at is that Raider offense is clicking right now. They've got that dynamic duo of Crabtree and Cooper. And I think they'll be able to put up a lot of points on the Chiefs defense, because the Chiefs defense is not quite what it was these last few years when it was a trap for fantasy owners to go up against. And on the flip side, in those, Alex Smith, despite not having the greatest arm and that passing offense kind of being ho-hum, he can air it out when he needs to. And I think this is going to be a great game for him, Jeremy Maclin, Travis Kelce, and if you're in need of a deep sleeper, Chris Conley could also be a good guy to roll out in PPR leagues. But I expect this one to be a high-scoring affair. And I think the Chiefs will be able to keep pace with the Raiders.
I'm going to take that advice. I'm going to roll out Jeremy Maclin. I've got him on the bench. I'm going to put him in for Julio Jones, who's going up against the Seahawks today. I absolutely don't like that matchup. I mean, what do you think about benching Julio Jones this week?
I mean, it's a tough spot for a couple big stars. Julio Jones, A.J. Green is going up against the Patriots, and there's nobody else on that offense for the Patriots to worry about. So if you've got depth, like if you've got a Jeremy Maclin on the bench as you do, I don't think it's crazy to consider sitting those guys. I sat DeAndre Hopkins in a league last week because he was going up against the Vikings, and it pretty much paid off. I mean, he got that one garbage time touchdown, but I think if you have the depth, it's not crazy to sit those guys this week.
Hey, Alex, are a lot of people trading for and trying to pick up Dak Prescott? I mean, this guy could be a rookie of the year right now. Hasn't thrown an interception thus far. Looking good. They do play at Lambeau Field today.
Yeah, he's been a solid starter. He hasn't had a huge ceiling. He hasn't had any of those massive, like, win your fantasy matchup weeks. But he's been rocking, you know, 17 to 18, 19 points every week. This could be a tough one, though, going into Green Bay. That defense is playing pretty well over there, and they just shut down Eli Manning and his whole, you know, vaunted passing attack. So I'd be a little worried about Dak, but I think he's definitely going to have some usable fantasy weeks for us moving forward.
All right, Alex, give us a matchup you like and a matchup you can't stand today.
Well, one matchup I like, I mentioned DeAndre Hopkins earlier, the Houston Texans going up against the Indianapolis Colts. I think if you've got those guys and you've been worried about them or were burned by them last week going up against Minnesota, this is the week to start Lamar Miller, DeAndre Hopkins, and Will Fuller, because this should be a get-right for the game for them. And if not, whew, then it might be time to hit that panic button.
Especially on Lamar Miller.
Yes, especially on Lamar Miller. As for a matchup I don't like, I think the Giants are in a bit of a pickle going against Baltimore. They get to play at home, but that offense might be broken right now. So even if Rashad Jennings comes back and takes over the backfield from Orleans Darko and Bobby Rainey, I'd be worried about it, and I wouldn't start anybody in that passing attack outside of Odell Beckham just because he's that talented. But guys like Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz that were looking like they might be weekly starts, I think you got to let them ride the pine this week.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Alex Gellhart from the NFL Network. Go on NFL.com and check out his stuff there, as well as NFL Fantasy Live, a contributor for that as well. And right here, Sports on Tap. Alex, thanks.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Odell Beckham Jr. You want a guy like that on your team?
Honestly, he was a top five pick.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people took him number one in the draft.
Now he's a top
How you feeling about that?
Now he's a top five ass clown in the league. He really is, dude. He's horrible, man. I mean, I have a saying I like.
Well, Eli's bad on top of him. That compounds
that
it.
That doesn't help. You're right. But there's a saying that I have. I kind of live my life by. If I'm going to get to know somebody, invest time in whatever it is, trying to get a job, whether you try to date somebody, try to whatever. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And I don't know how full that glass of juice is anymore there in New York, man. They're not winning. They're not adding it up.
It ain't real full right now. Look more like a shot glass right about now.
2-3 after a 2-0 start. Yeah, they're heading the wrong direction.
Here's Jimmy on KLOS. More Sports on Tap coming right at you. Sports on Tap. That means you're listening to 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California. JD in the Bush, and we do a little sports action from 7 to 9 every Sunday morning. And this is NFL week number 6. We got some pretty exciting stuff. As a matter of fact, why don't we do the Boss of the Big Screen? You want to do that right now?
Absolutely. Boss of the Big Screen, meaning your big screen TV you're going to be watching. What's going to be Boss? What is going to be on that game? If you do a split screen, the screen you're watching the most. That's what we get with Boss of the Big Screen. I got to tell you, there's a lot of stinkers in the morning games that come up at 10 o'clock. I don't know if it's just all the parody. I call it mediocrity in the league. I will be watching the Browns and Titans on the internet anyway and seeing how that score is coming along there. But aside from that, what really grabs you in the front half of the day? Nothing, man. The good games backloaded towards that side, and that's where I'm going to go. The 1:25 start, Falcons at the Seahawks. You got the number one rated offense in Atlanta, number one rated defense in Seattle. Something's got to give. Vegas loves the Seahawks. They're a 7-point favorite in this game. Falcons went to Denver, the number two defense, scored 23 on them last week, gave up 17 to a rookie quarterback in Paxton Lynch. Though Russell Wilson's back now.
Bad.
Yeah, he did look bad. Russell Wilson is back. He is healthy now after the bye. He's able to run around, do what he needs to do. Jimmy Graham is playing just as good, if not better, than any tight end in football right now, and surprising a lot of people. We'll see if that run game can get going for the Seahawks. And Christine Michael, look for him to have a good game, because Atlanta's not a good team defensively. But can Seattle take away Julio Jones? Richard Sherman will shadow him. That's the interesting matchup I want to see, the one-on-one, mano-a-mano. I like the Falcons and the Seahawks, my Boss of the Big Screen.
Yeah, well, we know that on a couple of fronts, but honestly, number one defense, number one offense. Mm-hmm. That's a good reason right there.
What gives? Usually defense wins, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. And, you know, you guys, your team is healthy again. Your squad's healthy again. Yeah. Russell Wilson having the time off and that kind of stuff.
Normally,
so
you like a bye late in the season, JD, getting ready for the playoffs, but this came at a perfect time for Seattle because Wilson's back now.
I'm really, really hoping that Christian Michael goes off today. He is starting running back for me today, and I really hope that he has himself a pretty good day.
I'll tell
now,
him.
Please pass that along. The other boss of the big screen, this one for me, has got to be the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers.
Such tradition in that game.
There is a lot of that. There's going to be very interesting quarterback play in there because, you know what, I think that Green Bay's got to get with the program if they want to be where they're going to be. Dallas is kind of surprising everyone where they are with their backup quarterback in Dak Prescott. And there's been this the narrative in the Dallas camp the last couple of weeks, they're so giddy with the fact that they're winning football games, that they're not really... I'm wondering if they're paying attention to the opponent this week. All the talk this week has not been about the Green Bay Packers. Right. It's about, what do we do when Tony's healthy? Tony's ready to come back. Should we put Tony in or Dak? I mean, you're creating your own quarterback controversy. I see the Green Bay Packers winning this football game.
Yeah, there's about three or four places that are considered to be the toughest places to go and play in football. Okay, you're talking about Heinz Field, definitely Seattle with the noise that the 12s bring up there. Lambeau Field's one of them. And at least the Cowboys aren't getting this game in December, like when the Seahawks have to go there in mid-December because the weather just absolutely kills you. It's the frozen tundra for a reason. But you're right. They're not talking about the Packers, how they're going to attack them. And last I checked, Aaron Rodgers is still up there on the top of people's quarterback list. And ticket check on this one, cheapest seat to get into that game, $300 for the nosebleeds there at Lambeau. Wow, $300.
That's probably scattered singles.
$300 to get into that game. If you want to go see the Cardinals play the Jets on Monday night, $37 will do you. And they got about 9,000 seats left. I think everybody's flying the coop, man, in Arizona.
That
them
sounds
Cardinals.
Like it. Wow, you got that many empty seats for a Super Bowl or bus team?
You could buy 10 Cardinals seats for one game. One game at Lambeau Field. One ticket.
There's your boss of the big screen, a couple of them for you here. Coming up on the program, still a long way to go. As a matter of fact, we're going to check in with our guys down in San Diego. The Chargers have already played this week, but wow, big win for them.
Yeah.
I don't want to pass on Dave and Jeff, give them the chance to bask in the glow of a Charger victory.
Yep.
But right now is a chance for you to score. I've got tickets for USC versus Cal at the, USC versus Cal October 27th. USC Cal, October 27th. Caller 10, 800-955-KLOS. You're a USC football fan? You want to go watch them take on Cal on October 27th? We got you right here. Caller 10, 800-955-KLOS.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for dialing up KLOS this morning. It's Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. We got a bunch of stuff for you. Congratulations to our winner.
San Diego Superchargers?
And no, not to say. We'll do that in a minute. Steve Nelson scores tickets to see the Trojans take on the Cal Bears.
Where is that? Where's that game at?
They play most of those over the Coliseum,
okay.
I think. That's not what it says in the winner's slip.
I didn't know if it was a Berkeley.
Here in the room.
It was you went on a trip to go watch them play on the road, but you got to cover the road.
Here's
expenses.
A pair of tickets and a tank of gas. Have fun driving them together. No, it's not. It's at the Coliseum. And I have more of them coming up here in just a second. But Dave and Jeff with our Charger report. Those guys got to be pretty stoked. The Chargers knock off the Broncos. We'll talk to them next. It's 95.5 KLOS. That music can only mean one thing, right?
It means roller derby is what it means.
Is it roller?
It means chicks by the beach and feathered here and, all right, and Three's Company.
All skate. It's an all skate. Time for an all skate. Did you roller skate when you were a kid?
Yeah.
No, you ice skated.
I ice skated more. I'm a much better ice skater than I'm a roller skater. I can assure you
ice
that.
Ice skates.
Come and knock on your door.
All right, stop it.
We've been waiting for you.
Let's do the charge report. As a matter of fact, Dave and Jeff from San Diego are ready to join us. And, you know, initially, guys, I thought you'd just give you the week off. But after they get that victory against the Broncos, I don't want you to be able to come on here and be able to run your mouth a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I tell you what, the Chargers pulling out. This organization can't do anything right. They win 21-13, but in reality, they were dying to fire their head coach on Friday. And now they put themselves in a situation where you can't even fire the coach because you get a rare win against the defending world champs.
San Diego Superchargers, man. They get a big win. And you talk about it being against the Denver Broncos, too, here. Something happened during the game that not a lot of people are talking about. Maybe they are in San Diego, but Philip Rivers, this is a big accomplishment. Passes Dan Fouts for the most passing yards in Chargers quarterback history. And, I mean, when you think of Chargers, Drew Brees for his cup of coffee he had before he went on to New Orleans. But it's Dan Fouts. It's Philip Rivers. I mean, how much are they talking about it there? Does he have the personality, the backing? Everybody still seems to love the guy.
You know, it's a situation where you look at Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers is a guy that everybody loves here. He's right probably behind Tony Gwynn as far as favorite San Diego athlete. And these guys are just awesome. He's an awesome human being. And if you look at his numbers, they're better than Dan Fouts. Dan Fouts is in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But today's NFL, unless you win a Super Bowl, there's a good chance Philip Rivers never goes to Camp Ohio.
Oh, you'll win the Super Bowl. I mean, just if Joey Bosa ratchets it up a couple notches.
Hey, speaking of Joey Bosa, though, I mean, it looks like now that they finally got the guy in the game, looks like it was a good pick after all, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, I agree with that. Joey Bosa, to me, can play. And you know, J.J. Watt, who everybody compares him to, number 99, and you look at the two guys from the Big Ten, Joey Bosa is a guy that can play and is the reason why the Chargers took him there. Remember this, J.J. Watt only had 6 sacks his rookie year. Joey Bosa had 2 in his very first game.
So there you go. Joey Bosa is as good as J.J. Watt. I like it. So it's a good stuff, man. You got to like what the Chargers did. You know, and that's nice. And it's tough, guys, about the Chargers, because even though they've lost more than they've won, the fact that they are in these games, I mean, 2-3 points here, 2-3 points there, that's got to give you something. If you're just looking at W's and L's, I mean, it's often tough. You got to take a little bit of a silver lining. They're not getting, you know, smoked 40-3 every game.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jim. My line dropped out, so I didn't hear what Dave had to say, but
no, you don't want to. Pushka
hung up
anyway.
On you. Rob did that.
Yeah, Dave's.
the funniest thing to me in this town is that, going back to Mike McCoy, they'd lost 10 straight division games. Mm-hmm. They beat a Denver team without their head coach and with the great Trevor Siemian at quarterback. And all of a sudden, the guy's Vince Lombardi on Friday. How do you not? Everybody listening to the show has one guy in their office. You guys probably look at each other and say, how the hell is this guy here every day? And
him and Marvin Lewis.
McCoy is that guy. And the idea that he squeaks by, did everything he could to give it away, and everybody in this town's like, oh, I guess he hangs around for another week.
And then he's he's practically crying in the post game. You know, oh, I need to compose myself first. Wow, that's not a leader, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jim, I'll give him a break on that. One of his best friends had passed away the night before.
Oh, okay.
And they said, I will.
Don't I feel like a horse's patootie?
Everybody on this Sunday. That was kind of the backstory on that.
Yeah, well, you know, I partially blame this on you guys, too, because we know how tough the New York media is and the fans in Philly can be. I think the San Diego Supercharger media is too soft, man. It's your guys' fault that McCoy's around. Can you ratchet it up?
Oh, they're 1,000% too soft in this town. They're absolutely worried about uniform colors and beer fest.
And parking at Petco.
I absolutely agree.
All right, do the Chargers get the Atlanta Falcons next week? I have to look ahead because the Chargers are already done for this week. So looking next week, the Atlanta Falcons and the number one offense. Now, it's in Atlanta. Do you see shootout in this game, or do the Chargers get run over?
Chargers get run over. Having Julio Jones is just too good. You don't have Jason Barrett. Atlanta has already beaten 2 teams in the AFC West and the Broncos, Raiders. Atlanta runs right over the Chargers.
There you go.
Yeah,
how do you really feel?
Right. Dave's nickname is Diablo down here because people have called him the devil, and I think it's fitting.
I know Diablo. I hang out with Diablo on weekends.
That's the guy you gamble with, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think it is.
He hates the Browns, too.
I will say this. One of the few highlights has been the early results from watching Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa looks like he can be a disruptive guy on the defense. First guy maybe going as far back as junior, but he can't do it by himself. Dave's right. They have nobody to cover Julio Jones. And Tevin Campbell will probably run crazy. Guys, that was the headline in the paper on yesterday morning. Chargers look forward to putting together a win streak. You're like, what? What? They won one game. This sounds a little exciting. We're ready for the Super Bowl.
A streak is technically 2 or more, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's a radio network, you know? 2 stations or more is a network. That's what I used to say when I was on community college radio. I had both JUCOs in town, man. I was killing it.
All right. Awesome. Dave and Jeff down in San Diego. Love having you guys on the show every week to give us a Charger update. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All
Take care, guys.
Thanks.
Awesome stuff.
Hey, if I'm streaming our show on my phone app here, does that make it a network? The KLOS?
I think so.
Sports Network.
Okay,
fine. I like it.
Yeah.
Make sure you say that when you go to break.
Okay. Well,
the KLOS
yeah,
radio
I'll
network.
I'll have to dial that in here a little bit. All right. Coming up next, it seems like all Raider Day today, doesn't it?
Yeah. On the KLOS Raider Network.
Jack Del Rio.
Oh, Jack.
Join us next. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. And Sports on Tap. J.D. and the Bush here every Sunday morning, 7 to 9, giving you a little sports with your rock and roll. There's some Thin Lizzy. Now, if I can have the appropriate music, please. It is time for us to bring in the coach of the Oakland Raiders. It's Jack Del Rio going to join us. Yeah. And I mean, it's an old school place, but Jack Del Rio, glad you could spend some time with us. Thanks for being with us in the program. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's Bush here from JD and the Bush and Sports on Tap. Good morning, Coach. Derek Carr, he's having a great season. Who would you compare Derek Carr to that's, let's say, established already, we know of as maybe a household name in the NFL?
I don't know if there is somebody out there that
really?
I would say that's a lot like Derek. I think he's his own guy. I think what we're seeing right now is a maturing Derek Carr. He's been very poised. Through the first five ball games, whether things are going well or not, he's really been steady, and I think we're benefiting as an organization from that.
No doubt about that. Our team is flying high. I mean, with a 4-1 record, you got everybody in silver and black excited. If you were going to improve the club at this point, what would you do to make it better?
Well, after last game, it'd be red zone offense. We were red hot to start the year, but the first two trips down, we had to settle for field goal attempts, and that's not taking advantage of the turnovers we were generating. Obviously we've given up a lot of pass yards, a lot of kind of gift things in the secondary that have to be cleaned up. And we have good guys, we have good people, and we just need to get on the same page and button it up.
He's Raiders coach Jack Del Rio joining us here at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Look, we know the historic, the mantra of the Raiders. They played that old, high in penalties, smash mouth coming at you football. Mm-hmm. How much of that, if at all, do you want to be a part of the current team? You trying to change things up a little bit?
Well, I think more than talking about penalties or trying to intimidate people, I think you want to have physical play, and it starts in the trenches. And I think the addition of KO Kelechi Osemele, I mean, he's a really physical player, and adding him into the left guard spot for us has really solidified our offensive line, and we're off to a great start opening holes and providing protection for our quarterback, and it starts up front with the big guys.
Coach, I want to talk more about the character, the makeup of the team. You're talking about the old school Raiders there. Chargers kicker Josh Lambo took some heat from his own players, actually, after Sunday's game, after hanging around being a little bit too chummy with Sebastian Janikowski after losing the game. How do you want your players to act after a loss?
Well, everybody has to be themselves. I mean, obviously, if you lose, there's disappointment. We put so much time and energy and effort into preparing for these games and these opportunities, to compete. And when they don't go your way, obviously, there's disappointment. And on the other side of it, when they do go your way, you want to do it respectfully, and enjoy yourself and enjoy the fruits of the victory, but also keep a proper perspective. So I think we have a pretty solid understanding of what it should look like.
We have a treat for you, of course. Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio, of course, former USC stud as well. Hey, the Chiefs Raiders, it's a rivalry of old. It's getting resurrected right now. But what are your concerns as Kansas City, who is winless on the road, but still 2-2, heads into your house today?
Well, I mean, they got us twice last year. They beat us at home and away. And you want to win the division, you have to win in your division. Mm-hmm. And they're a team that they've got us, both times last year. So, for us, it's a combination of things. There are threats in all three phases. I think, defensively, they get after your quarterback pretty good, and they've got some good skill people back there. Offensively, I think Alex Smith is underrated in the league and does a real nice job, and Andy does a terrific job, spreading the ball around, quick passing game and screens and whatnot. And then their special teams, they've got a real dynamic returner that's a threat from anywhere. Yeah. So we've got challenges in all three phases that we're getting ourselves prepared for.
All right, Coach, listen, no time is short. Busy day today. Thanks for spending time and being with us today, and good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Coach Jack Del Rio of the Oakland Raiders, soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders, if you're believing what you're reading.
Wow.
Boy, it sure sounds like. I mean, Mark Davis is saying, hey, look, we've just cleared the last hurdle to build a new palace for the Raider Nation.
That is going to be so good for Las Vegas, too. People like to plan road trips and go follow their team somewhere. Oakland doesn't have the cachet that Vegas does. Wow.
Wow. I don't know if anybody does.
Trouble! Miami, New Orleans.
Hey, I got more football tickets for you, Trojan fans. Stick around. That's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. Our thanks to Jack Del Rio for spending a couple minutes with us today. We've got still to come. As a matter of fact, like I said, it's been a Raider-centric kind of day, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, when you're 4-1, you can dictate that. The Rams, we were talking a little bit more about them last week. Mm-hmm. They laid an egg against Buffalo, 3-2. Have to go to Detroit. I don't know what you're going to get there. Detroit did knock off the previously unbeaten Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz, so I could very easily see the Rams struggling on the road, being a 3-3 team and having to head across the pond there, where they can come back from 1-3-4.
Yeah, next week is going to be
the Rams suffered
London
some injuries
game.
Too on defense. That's what they're predicated on. And Trumaine Johnson hurt now in the secondary. Mm-hmm. They missed Will Hayes up front with the defense. You need Hayes, you need Quinn, Aaron Donald, all those guys gelling together to be able to make things happen, man. So that's what's great about football, and that's what's tough about football, being a fan. You're torn. You're literally just boom, one injury away from your team having to coach and learn and adjust on the fly, and honestly, that's where they make their money, man. Do it. Figure it out.
You know, normally I wouldn't read my personal texts on the radio.
Oh, I never read my personal texts.
My brother lives in Las Vegas. He's a fire captain in Las Vegas. He's been there for like 30 years or something like that. So he's truly a Las Vegan now. He's lived there longer than any place else. And he has been a Chargers season ticket holder for a long time.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's a reasonable trip. You buzz down from Vegas down to go see the Charger games.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? He, just like Dave and Jeff, who call in Charger games in San Diego, has had enough. I'm joining the bandwagon. When the Raiders move here, I'm first in line for season tickets.
Why not, man?
You know, I think it's funnier bailing on the Chargers than joining the Raider Nation, right?
You know, and I think that's what's cool about football, that it's hard to relate to with basketball and baseball, being the fact there's only 8 games. Season tickets are much more affordable in reach for the regular person, because you have to buy 10. You have to buy 2 preseason and 8 regular season games, but it's different than if you and I are trying to go down and get 81 Dodger game tickets, you know, and having to buy those, are 41 Lakers seats. You're talking $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 investments versus $1,000, for example, to go and watch football, and they are going to be lining up.
All right, speaking of football, and we're doing a lot of that this morning, I've got more tickets to toss at you. 800-955-KLOS is the phone number. You want to see USC take on the Cal Bears? That's coming up Thursday, October 27th, if you'd like to go. The 10th caller right now at 800-955-KLOS will be able to hook you up with some tickets. But before we do that, how about this?
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
We think, and I always add that in there, and I just noticed there's a beep in there. It was always, did you have to beep some of that Russian? Did you have him edit that?
Well, I did. I had to bleep a little bit out because, you know, the FCC does speak Russian. You know, there's a hot chick named Katana over there, and she's going to put us on blast. Believe me. I know. It's horrible.
All right. What do you got? You got a Bushka fact?
I do. The Chicago Cubs, who pinned a loss on the Dodgers, best offense. They got a really good rotation. They're on their way to get into the World Series, and we know they haven't won since how long? How about 1908? 108 years. Is there anyone left alive that old in America who saw the Cubs win a World Series? And I can sure as hell bet you and guarantee you they weren't at Wrigley Field. But I'm going to answer that question for you next on 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
And there's a bleep in there now, too. There definitely, you edited something, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did.
Okay.
I did. I put
right.
some,
the censor is called.
Put some Russian sweetness in there for you. All right. Is there anyone left alive who saw the Chicago Cubs last win a World Series 1908? We thought the Red Sox had a long curse when they broke that about 10 years ago. There is no one left alive in America who saw the Cubs win a World Series title. Yeah, according to our crack staff, or our staff on crack, with the research, 2 people left alive in the world who have seen the Cubs win it all. Emma Morano. She's 116 years old in Italy. She looks pretty good, too. I'll give her that.
Okay.
And Violet Brown.
116, and she looks good.
Yeah, and Violet Brown in Jamaica. 116, but she is 102 days younger than Emma, and you can tell, too. She's doesn't
she
have
taking
as many
pictures down on the beach?
Down
still?
On the beach. That's a great place to live. Yeah, man. You know, to be able to go down there and live and kick it 102 days. But 2 people that are 116 years old. I am quite certain, though, that the tellies weren't around back then, and they did not watch them when the World. So unless
say,
they were there as a bleacher bum even, out there in left field, I doubt it.
Even if they are that old, they didn't see the game, okay?
Oh, man.
I think you're safe in saying nobody saw the game.
Yeah, can you imagine? I could see them at the bar right now watching the NLCS. Oh, Jesus, that's nothing. I remember seeing the Cubs win it all when I was 8.
All right, the show's attorney is on the line, and that means either he's going to be dunning us for the bill or he has an update on the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. It'd be one of the two. We'll find out which it is next on 95.5 KLOS. The Money Man, Eddie Money, and I Think I'm in Love on 95.5 KLOS. The Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. We do this every morning, 7 to 9. Chris Carter, Breakfast with the Beatles, coming up live from Duke's in Malibu today. That's pretty exciting stuff, huh? I wonder if we can get in there. Maybe we should go over there and crash. Go see Chris today. What do you think?
Why not?
Depends on what time we end the show, I think. Let's do this. The show's attorney is on the line. Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles joining us now. And I said that I was hopeful that this was about the Raider move to Las Vegas and not that bill that we haven't played yet.
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Vegas, baby. You know, with the Las Vegas, what is it, the legislature passing, is it a $750 million bond that's going to take taxpayer money to build the stadium. I mean, are we a done deal yet? Did we hang up on Drew?
I think he's speechless. Well, apparently so.
Bummer.
Apparently so, yeah. It's got to be a done deal. I mean, when you get the state legislations going, and you get everybody involved at the higher level, the hierarchy and the power there. I mean, this now is not just a couple of guys in a pipe dream, okay? I mean, we know Mark Davis has applied for, already got the license for the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you think? We know the Raiders logo would stay the same. Do you think we're going to get like an L.A. thing out of that, an L and a V overlapping something? What's going to be cool? What's going to be unique and stick around? They got to keep the black and silver, and they're not going to change that. No way. No way they would.
I don't think
that.
There's any way you're changing really anything. You may be adding some stuff. Yeah. Back to Drew. Listen, I was talking about once you get the politicians involved and all of them saying that they're on board, I mean, have we reached done deal territory yet? Drew? I can hear him, too. This
Hello?
Is so bizarre. There, can you hear me? Yellow.
Can you hear me now?
Man, I don't know what's going on with this phone. All right.
Oh, well, there you go. So, Drew Sherman, resident... Yeah, see, that sounds like a dial tone right there. A resident Raider expert and attorney at law as right. well, too, man. So how soon can this happen? I mean, this would do they have to build the stadium? Because some people are saying, can't they play at that college field?
No,
Sam Boyd Stadium holds 40.
Bowl.
Yeah, Sam Boyd Stadium holds 40,000 people. So this whole thing has to be built there before it can happen there. So, what, a year, 2 years away? And, hey, JD, you
well,
and I know from
Rams.
Both being...
Look at the Rams for a business model.
Right. For a business model, you do. But where would they play temporarily? That's the question. Where would they play? You can't go to Vegas and temporarily play anywhere. There's no place big enough except Sam Boyd Stadium, and that holds 40,000.
Well, you can continue to make one-year deals with the Coliseum. I don't know if Drew can hear me this morning. Can you hear me, Drew? Apparently not. So go ahead and just close that off. Obviously, the phone system has quit working this morning. I think you just have to look at what the Rams are doing. It's the same thing. They're moved to a city before the stadium is ready. You got the same thing going here. It's going to take a couple of years to build that thing.
Yeah, it is. But see, at least with that, though, the Rams were here drawing all the fans in because it's pretty chaotic down there at the Coliseum. People come out. You know, they watch the game. They're getting Ram fever because, A, you can see the team, even though it's technically not in the stadium that you want to. But the Raiders, though... Like I said, what do you do? It's hard to build fever when they're still playing in Oakland, at least not physically there in Vegas. And
good question.
There's no way the NFL will do that with 40,000 people.
All right, coming up, we'll do a little Who Goes Off before we get out the door and out of the way for Breakfast with the Beatles, which is coming up at the top of the hour on 95.5 KLOS.
Football, football. Time for the picks.
Let's go!
Football, football.
Let's see who goes off football, this week.
Football. Yeah!
All right. My Derek Carr pick was pretty good last week. 317 yards, 2 touchdowns. He went off.
And my AJ Green pick was not. So whatever I tell you this week, do not start them, okay? Actually sit them.
There should be a disclaimer that says do not bet these who goes off things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Here's what I got. I'll go first. Last week is a great example as to why you waited for Le'Veon Bell. Because although the Jets completely shut him down, he only got about 3 yards of carry, 0 rushing touchdown, he still put up a pretty good number because he caught 9 balls for 88 yards. Boom! That's what I'm talking about. And today, against his Miami team, would you say that they're defenseless?
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on, man. The Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, Miami 1-4 at home. And who's that win that they beat? Oh, Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's got to win against Cleveland, man. It's like the free space when you play bingo. You know, everybody gets one of those. That's what Miami is. Miami blows. Yeah, Steelers, I like your pick. I'm feeling good about this going into next week.
All right, I like Le'Veon Bell big today. Yeah. More than 100 yards, maybe 110, 115 yards. And in PPR is absolutely going. But I'm going to go with touchdown both receiving and rushing today.
And I'm also going to say Le'Veon Bell will probably have some sticky icky and get caught at the airport because he is in Miami bringing that back to bringing that back to Pittsburgh. Bum, bum, bum. Much better in South Florida, isn't it?
So I'm told. Don't know.
I know. So I've read that somewhere online. So I am going to go with sticking with down south. Drew Brees. All right. Drew Brees, still, he can throw the ball all across the lot. Doesn't matter what team that he is playing, what team he's playing for. But he is, of course, quarterback of the Saints. Yes, they're winless at home. Yes, they're 1-3. But then, believe me, that's not on Brees, man. Brees has been throwing the ball all over the lot. He's got a great completion percentage. 10 touchdowns already thus far. Nearly 1,300 yards passing. They're taking on a 1-4. Defending NFC champion? Carolina Panthers, who are just in complete and utter disarray. They're spinning around. They don't know what's going on. Cam Newton's been out with a concussion, you know, with his protocol that he's failed. He's had his dome knocked there. And even if Carolina wins that game, which they are favored to, it's the fact that Drew Brees is going to kill it. He's absolutely going to light up that scoreboard. Drew Brees will go off and start him if you're a fantasy guy.
From your lips to God's ears, please, yes. Because I am starting Drew Brees on one of my teams
there you
today.
Go.
And I could really like to see some numbers out of him.
Maybe I can get one of these right.
One tiny little piece of business, and it involves you dialing the phone. That is, if you would like to win some UCLA football tickets. UCLA versus Utah, the Rose Bowl coming up, hey, October 22nd. That's this week. So caller 10 right now, 800-955-KLOS. We will give caller 10 a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Utes. Coming up October 22nd at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it's a good day for you, too. Not only can you watch some football, watch your Rams, watch your Raiders, just when everything's finishing, winding down, 4 or 5 o'clock, dinner time gets here. Wait! You got the Dodgers and the Cubs. Game 2, NLCS. Good luck to a Big Blue there,
Clayton
at Wrigley
Kershaw
Field.
Kershaw on the mound.
Against Kyle Hendricks. Wow. Who's Kyle Hendricks? All he is in the top 3 in ERA. Lester, Arrieta, Hendricks. Okay, do you want me to stab you? You shoot you or just kick you in the nuts? I mean, that's really what you get when... Joe Madden should say that. I would say that in a press conference. Who are you going to start? It doesn't matter.
Yep. And there's your choice.
Choose your
for
poison.
Today. All right.
Good watch.
Very good. Great show today. Thanks, Bush. Good stuff. Back at you next week and do it all over again. Breakfast with the Beatles live from Dukes in Malibu next on 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS has your shot at $1,000 every 15 minutes.
Really?
Totally.
Every weekday at 9, noon, and 5.
Only on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5.